Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy. Good afternoon. Hope you guys have an amazing day. I want to talk about something valuable to you, and that is when you are releasing more of what we call low vibrational energy, be it, you know, daily stress, something happened today that irritated you or frustrated you or agitated you or, you know, made you feel remorseful or sad or down or depressed. What's up, Nico? Thanks for coming on. Or maybe it's something related to a relationship or a family relationship or a work problem, something that's regularly occurring. What's up, Marina? Refrain from knocking the phone off the tripod, right? So as you're letting this stuff go, or also included in that category, is past pain and trauma. What's up, Ulysses? What's up, Axel? As you're releasing past trauma, you know, little by little, it's not usual for people to let it all go at once, although you can have big chunks of it come up. I've definitely done that, and it's like this massive release, this massive relief. It feels great, and you notice like the change. You know, you notice the gap within yourself where you were, and you understand now, having let it go, how much this painful memory that you're holding on to had been affecting you. What's up, Alex? Thanks for coming on. You feel it. You feel the gap, and it's awesome. But when you're coming to this place of healing, and you're coming, you know, putting yourself in the state of like, okay, I'm releasing what doesn't serve. I'm releasing attachments to destructive, self-destructive habits, people, places, events. Low vibrational energy, as we talk about in the training, its main purpose is to take you out, to fucking destroy you. And in that category as well is like distracting you, you know, having your thoughts be racing a million miles an hour, getting you hooked on negative thought loops, you know, assigning importance to things, because all that gives you emotional suffering. And when you start to suffer, when you start to self-attack, when you start to not like yourself or worry about stuff, you start to go in this downward cycle, and you start to having to self-medicate with alcohol, cigarettes, gossip, complaining, just feeling like crap, not being productive, and you're continuing down this downward spiral, farther and farther and farther and farther. And the end point, the end destination of that spiral is death. That's what low vibrational energy wants to do. It's not this evil, you know, omnipotent force. It's just much like gravity, right? It's what it does. High vibrational energy, the opposite side of the coin, lifts you up, wants you to achieve your wildest dreams, wants you to actualize all your potential. Thanks for coming on, Steven. Wants you to feel happy, right? A big mantra, that I shared this morning in a video I did outside on gratitude is I fill my life with happiness, joy, and peace. And you take a breath, breathe it in. Love, gratitude, abundance. And notice how you're feeling as I'm saying these. Do you feel yourself opening up? Do you feel yourself going, fuck that shit? What are you feeling? What is your relationship with these words, right? Love, gratitude, abundance. This moment, get us present to the moment, this moment, right now. Breathe in. And notice the thoughts that you're having right now. Are you worrying about something? Are you stuck on something this whole day? Something that happened earlier. Are you still thinking about it? Is it still kind of knocking around in there? What I noticed in myself, as I was healing and letting more things go, I started self-sabotaging even more. This is before I met Glenn and actually got, you know, the training from energyawarenesstraining.com. There go the plug. I noticed that when I didn't have that training, I was just learning some basic stuff from a previous program, and it didn't cover all the bases. So although I was letting a little bit of this stuff go, these big traumatic events I was holding on to for the majority of my life was crippling me, right? I had a big source of low insecurity and low self-worth. What's up, Ismail? Thanks for coming on, brother. I hope I said that correctly. That was my best shot there. Right? As I was letting this go, I noticed I started self-sabotaging more. I would stop drinking and smoking and doing, you know, self-destructive habits. But then the feeling would grow so strong of like discontent and like this frenetic, chaotic energy. Like, you know, I couldn't be at ease. I couldn't just focus on moving forward and, you know, going after my goals. Like, we all have goals. We all have things we want. But what's stopping us from getting to those goals? It's that voice inside our head, that negative, what we call low vibrational energy. That tries to pull you back because it senses you're getting stronger, but you're still in a vulnerable place. So if you don't have energy awareness training, you don't know how to deal with this. You just think like it's you. You get attached to your thoughts. You identify with your thoughts and they rule you. So you might go, okay, I want to quit smoking, which is awesome. Great. You know, smoking's really, really bad for you. So that's a good thing. Your body's healing. It's great. That's what you want. That's the intention. But if you're still having low vibrational energy in your energetic body, you're getting pulled back when you're trying to quit. So maybe you go 3 days, feeling good, feeling strong. But then that fourth day, you know, that friend calls you up to hang out or something that you normally smoke cigarettes with. And you're just like, yeah, you get excited. You're like, "Woo, fucking A, like I'm down, let's go hang out." Then you go hang out. And that inevitably, some point during that interaction, you end up smoking a cigarette. Then you end up beating yourself up, self-attacking, and then low vibration energy has you moving downward yet again. Or you're sitting there, and because we're not clearing out this energy daily, we're not using a technique that we teach called EPR, energetic process and release, or just the energetic breath, which is just taking a deep breath for 6 seconds, holding it for 3 seconds, letting it go for 6 seconds, holding again for 3 seconds. That moves energy. So if we're not clearing out the low vibrational energy and introducing high vibrational energy, that will keep building up and building up and compounding and building and building. Eventually, you're going to snap and something's going to trigger you. You're going to lash out at somebody or something's going to trigger you and you're going to have to go smoke a cigarette. You're going to have to fall back, self-sabotage, right? Because we want to go this direction, but then we self-sabotage ourselves and then go back to the previous self-destructive behavior. So you're in this constant cycle, this vicious cycle of like, I want to change. I'm changing. Oh, I self-sabotage. I hate myself. Oh, no, I want to change. And then you're just going slowly downward and downward and downward. But you think you're making progress. You think you're moving forward. And from a way of looking at it, I guess you are. But ultimately, you're still self-sabotaging. So we want to remove that. We want to let that go. And the video that I'm making here, this live stream, what I want to talk to you about is that when you're healing, you're in a vulnerable position. So don't take this image or standpoint of like, I'm unstoppable, I'm the shit, like I'm fine, whatever, like I'm in this healing position, I'm recovering, I'm moving up, nothing can affect me. Like, don't get cocky or arrogant. Be patient with yourself and realize you're in a vulnerable position. Realize that you are healing and that you're in a vulnerable position in terms of low vibrational energy coming back in and triggering you. This is the biggest thing, right? Be aware of when an emotion overtakes you. And be aware if it's just doing it, if it's like coming into you, be it excitement, right? Excited to see your friend. That's not a bad thing, right? It's your friend. It's not bad to be excited about hanging out with your friend. But if we know we smoke cigarettes with that friend a lot of the time, then we probably shouldn't go hang out with that friend right now as we're healing and getting this habit cleared out of us. The excitement is the place it's coming from. Low vibrational energy will let you feel excitement for a little bit, right? Yeah, it's my friend, awesome. Because you're gonna go, it knows you, it knows how you operate, it knows how you think, it knows your tendencies, it knows your weaknesses. So it knows that when you get excited, that you're gonna go hang out with your friend, but inevitably you're gonna smoke a cigarette, self-attack, and the cycle begins again. So be aware if an emotion, a feeling, a thought is overtaking you, or you're choosing to have it, right? Very deliberate. High vibrational energy is calm. It's at ease. There's clarity. There's focus. There is choice. It's a deliberate, you know, I'm choosing this and I can take it or leave it. I'm not attached to this. I don't need this. I don't need to do this. I don't need to have this. I am choosing this. It's coming from a place of abundance, not scarcity, not desperation, not like this frenetic feeling. We want to stay away from that because that gets you out of control. You're not in control of your emotions, thoughts, and feelings anymore. This other emotion is, this habit is, this thing, this person, this event, this place. You're at the effect, you're in reaction, and you can be taken advantage of either by yourself, you can self-sabotage, you know, slip back into destructive behavior, or by someone else. It's about control, having a strong frame, right? And you choosing what you let in. But most people don't have the emotional bandwidth to maintain that frame. That frame gets destroyed, it buckles very easily because they have low vibrational energy still in their energetic body, which is located kind of, if you look down here, it's like right here and a little bit up here, right? The chest and stomach, that's where our energetic body lies. That's where we keep all our emotions. So a lot of people, if you feel it, when you hear some bad news, when something happens, you worry about something, right? Earlier today, I had a notification, right? And the notification said, you have a new subscriber. I was like, fuck yeah. So I circled it and I put it up on like my stories, Snapchat, Instagram. It was awesome. I'm like, new subscriber, fucking A, like let's celebrate. Is it 50,000 subscribers? Am I at like a million? Like, no, but it doesn't matter because it's the process. It's the journey, right? It's me being excited about that. So I shared it on every platform and everything. But I noticed on the screenshot in the play button that there was a fucking porn video playing from earlier today. And I was like, holy shit, that's probably not best to share. And I didn't realize that. It was kind of a slip up on my part. Not that it matters, right? Judgment from outside people, that's low vibration. That's negative. Having that affect you, having that like feeling. Nothing outside should rock you, should tilt you, right? It shouldn't put you off balance. Because what happens when you're off balance and someone pushes you? Well, you fall down. From an emotional standpoint, if you're off balance emotionally, if you're not grounded in who you are, then you can be taken advantage of. You can be overwhelmed by this emotional state that cripples you. So that's an example. Another example is, let's say you see a girl or someone you're attracted to and you want to go up and talk to them. You're like, cool, they look attractive. I want to go meet them. You want to go talk to them. But then what happens? You get that rush of anxiety. So that feeling right there gets stuck in your energetic body, right? And in your energetic body, it stays there. So over time, if you don't clear that out, you start being depressed, you start being irritated, you start snapping at people, lashing out at people, you're not calm, you don't accept yourself, you don't love yourself. Basically, there's no space, there's no presence. So in spirituality, when we talk about presence, being present to the moment, if you ever heard Eckhart Tolle, follow him, it's all about space. It's all about being right here and not resisting anything, right? Not resisting, okay, I'm doing a live stream. There's people watching. How am I looking? Do I look cool? Am I saying the right thing? It's like silencing that voice. Go away for now. And let presence come up. Let presence shine through, right? Our infinite consciousness. It's so funny. I love being in front of people or being with people talking about these different topics to kind of see where they're at, gauge where they're at, how open they are, how receptive they are. Most people are very locked in, very closed-minded. And, you know, respect. Like, we all have our points of view. But this is information that I found to be ridiculously helpful. Presence gets you in this state of not caring what people think about you. Being grounded in your truth. Being grounded in who you are. Being abundant. Knowing your purpose. Moving forward. Taking action. Not being limited by these negative states of emotion. Because that's really what stops us from getting the things we want when you think about it. It's fear. It's anxiety. It's shame. It's guilt. It's, you know, do I deserve it? Low self-worth. Insecurity. These are all emotional states linked to low vibrational energy. So if we can clear that out, we start feeling more confident. We start feeling more deserving. But going back, staying on topic, when you're releasing this stuff, when you're healing, when you're letting go of past trauma, past pain, past self-images, right? Because you thinking that, oh, I don't deserve that. I'm this right here. I'm this. You're attached to this. And anything that comes in that's maybe, you know, higher or lower, you can't resonate with. So in terms of lower, that's a good thing, right? So you don't resonate with smoking crack. That's a plus. But what about in terms of making more money or having, you know, a higher quality, you know, relationship, having someone more attractive, having, you know, a more adventurous life, whatever it might be. You don't resonate with it because you're identified with this. But you have to understand that, yeah, we have a physical body, but we're also infinite spiritual beings. And that is where I rock the boat for a lot of people. And they're like, no, I don't believe that. And then they leave, and that's okay. If that's you, you can feel free to leave. I still love you. I got love for you. Come back when you're ready. I appreciate you. But understand that you are an infinite spiritual being. So you are not one thing. You are many things. And it's okay to continuously be evolving and changing and moving and learning and making mistakes. I hate labels. I hate limits. You know, people who are like racist or prejudiced. And not just in terms of something extreme like that, but in a small way. Like, why are you judging anybody for anything? Unless they're, you know, like kicking kittens or something like that. That's different. That's, you know, a good thing. We shouldn't kick kittens or put them in microwaves or shit like that. That's terrible. But in terms of, like, let's say someone is bisexual, why do we even have to put that label on it on the fucking first place? They're just a person. Let them be. Stop judging them. Why does that affect you? Let it go, man. Let it, or woman, let it go. By judging someone else, you're only creating emotional suffering for yourself. And you're introducing what we call, at energyawarenesstraining.com, low vibrational energy. You're getting this dirty high, this spike of like, yeah, I'm right. This is my view. That's bad. That person's in the wrong. Ew. Gruh. Eh. Like, just feel the quality of that energy behind that. Like, you really want that? You want to be carrying that with you on a daily basis? I fucking don't. I want to welcome everyone. I want to have, like, just good vibes for everyone. I don't want to judge nobody. I want to be focused on myself, loving myself, accepting myself, and going after what I want. And, you know, going back into, like, high school times when I was bullied for, you know, no apparent reason other than I was probably quiet and an easy mark, so to speak. And I got bullied every single day for, like, 4 years. Guy told me, you know, you're a pussy, I'll beat the shit out of you, what the fuck are you looking at, as his girlfriend stood there laughing at me. Terrible for self-confidence. I don't recommend you trying it. It's awful. Having that done every day and then seeing other people who are easy marks, aka they didn't have strong emotional frames, they weren't grounded in who they are. If I could go back now, I would have probably tested out being belligerent and, you know, saying fuck you or some shit like that, and maybe being just the probably the best bet is being unreactive in the first place. Maybe just like laughing, going about my day, not being fazed by it, not letting that in, so to speak, not having that pain, but just like brushing it off, letting it the fuck go. People who don't have strong frames of reality, they are open to people loving them. They can get that. It's hard for them to accept that though. When they get a lot of love, when they get a lot of compliments, they flinch at it. It's hard for them to let it land. Because they don't have a strong frame, because they don't love themselves, right? They're hurting from something that happened in their past. Or, in terms of bullying, someone who is in a very, very negative, low vibrational state, because they see he or she's an easy mark, they will attack them. They will, you know, because they recognize that they can inflict suffering and they can keep repeating the cycle, right? And it's destructive. Because that doesn't feel good for yourself, right? When you do that, you might in the moment feel strong and superior, but you ultimately end up hating yourself. And the longer your life plays out, you will start to decline. Like high school, that behavior is like the ultimate seat of power, right? I'm the shit, fuck you, motherfucker, blah, 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 right? Being too cool for school, but in like a negative way. There's a way to do that where you're actually cool and you know, like friendly or just in your own frame. But there's a way to do that where you're belittling other people, judging people, being negative and spreading that low vibrational energy that someone most likely gave to you. So you reach that critical point where you're in that power, but after high school, when you leave that environment, your life starts to decline because that is destructive, toxic behavior. And I don't want to be around someone who, you know, talks shit to other people, who rips apart and rips down other people, especially if those people don't have a strong frame of reality. Those people need the most compassion. You know, they need the most amount of help and support. Being one of those people back in the day, it was terrible. And am I perfect now? But fuck no, I don't think anybody's perfect. But I'm making progress. I'm releasing more of this low vibrational energy every single day. I'm releasing more of my past pain and trauma. I've released a lot, and I feel much better. And I'm happier. I'm more confident. I'm taking more action. It resonates. Success is starting to resonate more and more every single day. My boundaries are becoming more solidified, more expansive. What I think I deserve, not from this like egotistical, arrogant, like, I deserve that, I'm entitled. But no, like I resonate with that. I'm like, yeah, I can put in the work to get that. Whereas before, I would want that, but I'd self-sabotage. So again, coming back to the point of the video, when you're healing, when you're letting this stuff go, low vibrational energy senses that and wants to come in. So now more than ever, it's important to be aware of what you're feeling and what you're thinking. And if you're in control of that, or if that's overtaking you, it's overwhelming you, it's possessing you like an entity, right? And it's causing you to like, ah, fuck it. I'll smoke. It's just one cigarette. Whatever. I'll quit again tomorrow. It's fine. It's like, whoa, dude, ring the fucking danger bell. Holy shit. Not okay. Like, you were going so well. Let's keep it going. Like, don't you want to be free of this habit or this destructive person, this toxic relationship, this toxic behavior? I thought you did. Low vibrational energy came in, though, and it's wrecking havoc. So we want to bring awareness to how we're feeling about something. We want to be aware of, okay, am I choosing this from a place of abundance and because I know this is healthy for me? Not because it's upfront pleasure, right? So what we teach in energy awareness training is that there's three types of men and women. Humans. Number one, you have the primal human. This is all about whatever you think you want, be it sex, food, whatever, you will go get it. You will take it. You will use violence. You'll, you know, rape people. Like, you don't care how you get it. You'll just want it. You want it, and you'll go get it. Like a caveman or cavewoman. Second person is the average / mediocre human being. This person chases upfront pleasure and avoids pain. Seems logical, right? I want pleasure, avoid pain. Yeah, seems logical when you look at it that way. But what happens if you meet some girl at a bar, right? Just as a thought experiment, as a guy. You meet a girl at a bar, and she's like, want to go home with me? And you're just like, fuck yeah, sex? Oh, easy sex? Hell yeah. And, hey, can you come out here for a little bit until I'm done? Yeah, Pepper is indeed pretty sexy. Thanks, buddy. Right? So let's, easy, that's like a danger word, right? I'm not saying, if you want to have sex with somebody, that's amazing. And if you want to do it as soon as you meet them, I think that's amazing too. I don't fucking judge you. I don't mean easy in terms of that. I mean easy in terms of like, not, I think it's important to screen people, which is what I'll get to in this example. So you meet somebody. She's like, you want to come up to my room with me? You're like, fuck yeah, sweet. Upfront pleasure, right? Feels good. Let's do it right now. You're not thinking. So you go with it. What happens if that person has an STD, right? What happens if you get up there and you're like, I don't have any condoms? She's like, don't worry about it. And you're like, all right, fuck it. And then you get an STD. What's up, Becky? Or, as an example, my energy coach and mentor, Glenn Ackerman, who energyawarenesstraining.com belongs to and who I'm learning from and trying to be an energy coach and I'm in training right now. He gave a similar example where the guy was like, he said, no, like, no, I'm okay. And he had his friend go with her instead. And then he checked in on him later because he never in responding to texts or something. Like he wasn't responding. So he went upstairs to check on her, and it might be to check on him, excuse me. It might be from a movie. I don't know if there's like a real world example. I can't remember the exact example, but this is the gist of it. He goes upstairs, and the dude's throat is slit. And it was from a movie. I can't remember the name, but it was definitely from a movie. His throat was slit. The girl was a spy, and she used sex as bait. So this is an example. As I continue making more examples like this, I'll probably get better. It's probably not as fleshed out as I would want it to be, but whatever. Progress, not perfection. The point being, chasing upfront pleasure seems logical, but it can often lead to pain in disguise, right? If a mosquito can't just come up to you and say, can I suck your fucking blood? No, you're going to be like, you're going to swat it away. What's up, Alyssa? Thank you for coming on. Not much, just talking my energy. Right? So the mosquito can't come right up to you and ask you for your blood because you're going to say no. So it has to wait till you're distracted, right? Then it can come up when you're not paying attention and suck your blood. Same thing, low vibrational energy. It can't just come up to you and say, hey, can I give you a ton of suffering and pain? You're going to be like, no, I'm all right. Thank you. Had enough of that. Appreciate you, though. See you later. You're going to say no. So it has to use pleasure, right? Just go hang out with your friend. Just go smoke some cigarettes. It's fine. Just try cocaine. You've never tried it before. You're fine. You haven't been doing hard drugs your whole life. Just do cocaine one time. It's whatever. Everyone's doing it right now. Just pop some Molly. Come on. Just don't worry about it. Like, you always pull out. It's fine. You're probably not going to get her pregnant. Just do it. Could nothing happen? What's up, Angelique? Thank you for coming on. Could nothing happen? Sure. You could be just fine. But you could also get some horrible fucking STD. You could have a kid, which is a whole different chapter of your life now opening up, for better or worse. You could, develop a drug habit. Fall into depression. Like, there's so many different negative, destructive avenues that result from chasing pleasure and avoiding pain, right? Get-rich-quick schemes, like opportunities that are not actually opportunities. They're actually disguised pain, right? Here, go over here for now, buddy. Just till I'm done. Thank you. Right? So the third type of human is the energetically aware human. And this person knows that sometimes things appear as they are, and sometimes they're not. They understand that we don't take upfront pleasure. We take long-term pleasure. We choose things that are healthy for us long-term, despite the discomfort right now. We understand that presence is our main state of being, right? We understand that we are the conductor for energy. We are not our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. We understand that we have a body, but we are not a body. We're infinite consciousness, right? We're an infinite spiritual being. Whether you like the terminology of soul. Hey, kiddo. You want to go out there? Sorry about that. We understand that we want long-term fulfillment and happiness. And there's a lot more that goes into the training in terms of determining what's LVE, what's HVE. There's like 10, about to be 11, I think, levels to the training. But sticking to this topic, you want to be aware of how you're feeling, okay? Because when an emotion is overtaking you, you're not in control anymore. And you are way more apt to make mistakes and stupid behavior that's going to cost you long-term happiness. Be it not using a condom, not pulling out, you know, doing some drugs, smoking that cigarette again, right? There was a quote I remember watching, or excuse me, seeing long ago that said, you want to be the same person, you know, in like a, if you are on a news station or something, and at home, like you want to be the same person. And that when we have to do behavior that's like secretive, or let's say something like, I don't know, because there's definitely a parallel where it's like, you want to be in control of who you are and in your frame and not being fazed by stuff. But you also know when it's like, okay, I probably shouldn't be doing this because it's destructive. I probably shouldn't be, and to your criteria, not to what other people fucking think, because you're your own person, right? You make your own decision of like, what I resonate with, what I think is healthy for me. But you also know when you're doing something destructive, like smoking cigarettes. You know it's unhealthy for you. You know it's bad for you. But why do we keep doing it? Because we're addicted. We're hooked on this low vibrational energy. We haven't cleared it out. So when you're healing, when you're letting go of this traumatic energy, this destructive, toxic, dark energy, be aware of how you're feeling. When some, because you will fucking LVE, and also the universe will test you to see like, okay, are you actually ready to move up or are you still here? And it'll throw events at you. It'll throw places at you. It'll throw people, opportunities at you. And there are opportunities to get better, to not engage with it, to move up, to let it go, right? There's another spiritual quote I love that, you know, you've healed and changed when the same situation happens, but you don't react the same way, right? So when you get this person who calls you up and you're like, hey man, I'm going to the bar. You want to come with? And it's that same person you know, like you're going to go do drugs or like smoke cigarettes with or just, you know, fuck around with. That's not where you want to be. It's not where you want to go. It's derailing you from your purpose. I don't know how to say your name. Ina, Ini, Any? I hope I'm saying that correctly. I've never seen that name before, but I hope I said it correctly. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you. So it's important that when that person comes back in your life, when that, you know, maybe it's an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend who is toxic, if they come back in your life, to recognize, you know what? I don't want to go down that road again. I've healed. I'm moving up. I'm healing. I'm not engaging with this. I'm disengaging. I'm not letting this thought overtake me, this emotion overwhelm me. I'm going to stay grounded and let it go. I'm gonna stay grounded in who I am and where I'm going and what I think, you know, is going to make me happy. Focus on that and continue moving forward. It's important that you choose from a place of abundance, because you can definitely choose to go hang out with that person, right? You're your own person. You make your own choices. I'm just here to give information that has helped me and that continues to help, you know, hundreds of our students and clients. I'd like to share that with you because I love you and it's helped me and I want to help you and I want you to have your dreams and everything you fucking want. Damn universe, because I believe in you. And I was in a dark place before, and I recognize how shitty that is, and I don't want anyone else to go through that. But I, for one at least, want my decisions to come from a place of abundance. I don't want to be at the whim. I don't want to be in reaction to these emotions. I want to choose what I want to do. I want to live life on my terms. And that includes these negative low vibrational habits and behavior in people resurging, resurfacing, because it senses you're vulnerable and wants to like turn the dial up of pain and overwhelming to try to bring you back down, to keep you locked in that level, locked in that cycle. But you are stronger than that. Another principle we teach is high vibration energy has complete control and dominance over low vibrational energy. When we say the mantra, like, I fill my life with happiness, joy, and peace. Take a breath, breathe it in. Love, gratitude, and abundance. In this moment, right now, take a breath, breathe it in. I'm choosing that. I'm choosing what I'm going to do. I'm choosing to do this live stream. I'm choosing to take a sip of this water. I'm not in reaction to something. A craving has not overtaken me. It's not in control of me. So it's very, very key if you actually want to move up, if you're actually ready to let go of destructive habits, people, events, places, that you recognize that it is low vibrational energy. Its purpose is to bring you all the way down, and it's going to turn the dial up because you're healing, because you are in a position where you're like about to finally let it go. And remove importance from it. Understand that, no, this is just, this makes sense. Like, this is who you want to be. And you're being that person. You're moving up. You're better. You're healing. Don't assign importance to like, I'm making this big thing. Like, finally, I'm letting it go. Because when we put it up on a pedestal, we assign importance to it. We create negative polarity. Because what happens if you don't do it? It's all this drama. Oh my God, I self-sabotage. I can't believe I did it again. Shit. You create this huge, like, this pendulum of pain. Just let all that go. You're letting this habit go. It's fine. Just be aware of the feeling. Let it go when it comes up. Breathe. Imagine, like, let's say you are a previous smoker, like myself. Let's say you get that craving. Breathe the craving in. Let it come up. Don't suppress it, like most of society. Stuff it down. Not pay attention to it. No, it'll take care of itself. Don't do that. Let it come up. Tune into your energetic body, which is your stomach, right above, you know, your where your belly button is, above, all the way up to right below your chest, your pecs, so to speak. Tune into that place. Tune into that craving, that feeling. Breathe it in. Imagine it being like this toxic, like dark black, like mist, right? Breathing that in and then exhaling it out. You're getting it the fuck out of your energetic body, out of you. Breathe out loud. Breathing out loud is very, very key. I want to make sure it's loud. And then just do that. Do that a few times, right? As many times as you need to before you start to calm down. And you'll know. You'll stop going, is this even working? What's the point of this? You'll stop. That voice will start to quiet and slow down. And presence will start to come forward. And you'll start to feel clarity, peaceful, happiness, gratitude, right? Everything from the mantra. So, and be repeating that. So take a breath. What's up, Danny? Thank you for hopping on. You feel the craving? Tune in your energetic body. Take a breath. Breathe out. I fill my life with happiness, joy, and peace. Breathe it in. You can just repeat that mantra. And then take the breath in, breathe it out. Over and over and over again. But do it until the voice starts to slow down, till it starts to quiet, till the knob, the volume turns down on those thoughts, and you just become peaceful. You become present. When you go out in society, most of the time for most people, if you're not energetically trained, and you are still hanging on to a lot of low vibrational energy, you are super anxious, you're super weird, you're super stifled, you're locked up, you're like in your head. What's up, Asia? Congratulations on the baby, by the way. What up, Danny? Not much, man, not much. Just living the dream. So when you go out in society, there's a lot of external pressure. There's a lot of low vibrational energy. It's like one big fucking energy field. So if you're not grounded in who you are, you'll get caught in reaction. You'll experience all these negative feelings. So it's important to be aware of these feelings and realize that they're not you, right? It's important to clear out this low vibrational energy. Otherwise, it will continue to build up. In your life, will gradually get worse and worse and worse over time. It's just like showering. If you don't shower for a week, you're going to fucking stink and it's going to be disgusting. Same thing with your energetic body. If we don't clear this toxic shit that's happened to us, these traumatic memories, be it bullying, be it you were molested, raped, verbally, physically abused, whatever. You know, you let someone down, feel guilty, you're ashamed about something. Maybe you're bisexual. Again, with the labels, fucking hate labels. No labels. Get a t-shirt printed that says no labels, right? Maybe you feel guilty about that, or like shameful, or like you care what people think about you. That's all low vibrational energy. If we keep that in our energetic body, it's gonna poison us emotionally and spiritually over a long enough timeline. We're gonna get negative, we're gonna get judgmental, we're gonna get depressed, hopeless. Some people might commit suicide. Some people might turn to drugs or other external means like alcohol, cigarettes, to self-medicate the pain. Because the pain keeps building, so they drink more. That's how overdoses happen. Whatever you can do externally, you can do within, internally. We have a term that we call blissing out, right? When we do these breathing exercises, when we do a release, there's like a 15-minute guided release on YouTube right now. If you guys want to check that out, go YouTube Energy Awareness Training. It's the one with the tongue with the pill on it. That's a guided release. It's like 15 minutes. Super fucking awesome. Highly recommend doing it. We say blissing out because you're literally in a state of bliss, because we're releasing this toxic, dark fucking energy and putting ourselves in a state of high vibrational energy, feeling good, feeling happy, joyful, at peace, in a state of love, gratitude, abundance. So as you heal, be aware of how you're feeling. When these feelings assault you and try to overwhelm you, try to stay grounded in who you are. Tune into your energetic body. Let them go. Repeat the mantra. You are not your thoughts, right? You're the infinite stillness, the infinite space, the infinite peace, observing those thoughts. This is the gateway to awakening, but also just being happy every single day and living your life in a state of gratitude and enjoyment, not being fazed by bullshit or drama or pettiness. You're above it. You're like Beyonce is not going to go on a YouTube channel and comment some bullshit to people or like respond to comments. Like, she has no time for that. She's being Beyonce. She's living her life. Now, do you want to be as big as Beyonce? Maybe not. But in terms of your life, you can choose to have a life of happiness, a life of enjoyment. But it starts with healing. And as you're healing, as you're releasing this low vibrational energy, these traumatic experiences and moments, you want to be aware when the craving comes back, when that person comes back and tries to overwhelm you, tries to crush your frame. You want to stay grounded. You want to stay in who you are and choose from a place of abundance. I want to do this, or I don't want that. I don't want to do this. You're not being like having that, you know, pang of I have to do this. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go to work tomorrow, to be honest. Will you get fired? Like, duh. But you have the choice within you. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we get caught in the rut of this fucking hamster wheel cycle of living in, you know, society. And it's great. League's better than before in, like, medieval days when you could die, like, tomorrow from, like, you know, like the Game of Thrones era. You get sliced apart or something. We live in a much, much better society. Much more advanced level of civilization. But you can still get caught in a rut, and everything's contextual, right? We get used to this. We take this for granted. We take life for granted, waking up in the morning for granted. So make sure you're choosing what you want to do, and be aware when it's like, yeah, okay, I'll do that. You're not choosing that. You're like riding the wave of the emotion. Could that be a good thing? Sure. Could also be a destructive thing? Yeah. You want to be in control. You want to pick, right? You want to be climbing into the roller coaster rather than like being fucking kidnapped, blindfolded, thrown on the roller coaster. You're being like, oh my God, I didn't want this. You want to be choosing the people in your life, the habits. And it starts with having awareness that you are not that thought, that feeling, that emotion. You are an infinite spiritual being. And I realize that might be a little bit for some people. They're not ready for that. That's okay. but maybe I can plant the seed here in this video, and like 3 years from now, you come to one of my seminars or something, and then I, you know, make that change for you happen. But whatever. Point being, be aware of how you're feeling. Be aware when that craving overtakes you. Breathe through it, let it go, wait for it to cease. Understand that it's very, very important that you breathe it out and that you are in the driver's seat, that you're picking what you want to do. You're not at the effect. You're not going along with it. You're not being overtaken and fucking just pulled along, because that will lead to more suffering. That will lead you to self-sabotaging, smoking that cigarette again, or crack, or whatever. You know, going back to that toxic relationship, that toxic ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend, repeating the same cycle over and over again, being that same person. You know, like I have a acquaintance, not really a friend anymore, but an acquaintance of mine. And every time I hang out with this dude, he's always talking about this fucking girl he was with 6 years ago. I'm just like, you're amazing. Like, this is my firm belief. Every single person on this planet has at least one amazing thing, amazing gift they have to bring to the world. And that will result in them having happiness and joy and also possibly financial freedom from using that gift, from giving that to the world and having a massive positive impact. So that being said, I'm sitting with this person. I'm like, God, dude, can we just let this girl go? Like, it's been 6 years. Can we move on? Like, you're a gangster. You're a fucking legend. Let's go. But yet, still looped, still hooked on that thought, on that person, on that habit, on that event. Ask yourself, what else? What else could I be doing besides wasting time on this thing, this person, this place? What else could I be doing with my life? Maybe I should go do that. Unless you're happy. If you're happy, none of this shit applies to you. These videos are not for people who are happy. If you're happy, I fucking love you. You're in. You get it. You get it. If you're unhappy, this information is for you. If you experience periods of emotional suffering, feeling down, feeling like crap, if you're not in control of yourself, if you're not the master of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, these videos are for you. And I sincerely, from the bottom of my fucking heart, hope they help you. That being said, thanks for coming on, Mark. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you. I'm going to hop off of here. I'm still recovering from being sick for the past 2 days. So I'm trying to stay present and deliver some epic content to you guys. Hope you enjoyed this. I love you. Have the best Friday of your life. If you are in Arizona, my friend Wade Cota, who's on American Idol, is going to be playing at this bar. I posted the flyer on my wall. Go check it out. Or send me a DM if you're interested, and I will send you the flyer. It's free. You don't got to pay anything. It's over in Scottsdale. So if you want to come check him out, I highly recommend doing so. He's an amazing singer. Super cool person. I love you guys. Thank you for watching this. You're amazing. Have the best Friday of your life. And I'll see you in the next one. I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. Hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value, okay? Like, your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode, and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that allows you, teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma, put yourself in a state of happiness every single day, and massive action, right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.